You are listening to the Yummy Mummy Podcast, episode number 176.
Welcome to the Yummy Mummy Podcast, where you will learn brand new and shockingly different tools to lose weight for the last time. And now, here's your host, certified life and weight loss coach, Laura Conley.
Hello, yummy mummies. How are you doing today? Guess what? Doors are about to open for the Yummy Mummy Experience, my 6-month group coaching course and private community that literally guarantees you lose weight for the last time. Literally, you lose weight or your money back. You are not a special unicorn. Get in there if you want to lose weight and you want to free yourself from food forever so that you can have this one big delicious life that you so deserve. So go to lauraconley.com, get on the wait list. Those of you that are on the wait list are going to get a very special bonus when doors open on April Fool's. Jokes aside, the bonus is good. No April Fool's here at the Yum Mom. Okay. So the episode today, you guys, is Serena, who is one of my clients. I love her. I adore her. She's actually been on the podcast before to talk about money. I was on her podcast. The conversation was so dang good that I was like, this has to be aired on my podcast. And I'm finding that that's happening a lot because I've been going on a lot of other people's podcasts, which has been super fun. So I know that you are going to get something out of it because I got so much out of it. I was getting aha after aha just from talking to her. She is a total delight. So vibrant, so amazing. Definitely check her out if you want to heal any of your money drama. She's got the Boom Boom Room. We'll link everything in the show notes. I've got my daughter with me. We're about to go. If you're watching on YouTube, you could see her. She lost her two front teeth. She's such a little cutie. We are about to go on vacay. We're going to Steamboat Springs for an entire week. I don't really know if that's vacation or a trip. What would you guys call it? It is going to be a trip. We're going to be working our little booties off. We're going to be skiing down the slopes, having so much fun. Oh, I can't wait. So enjoy this episode. Let me know what you think, and I will see you inside the Yummy Mummy Experience. It's going to be so good. We start April 16th. We go all the way through the summer. You'll be ready for the summer and PS your life because it's not about just one summer, right? This is permanent, babes. So go to my website, lauraconley.com, get on the wait list. And if you want to book a coffee chat, like if you have questions or you just want to chat through your decision, that is also on my website and you can totally do that there. So I love you so freaking much. Without further ado, enjoy this pod. Love you.
Hey, everybody. I have a very special guest for you today. And I want to confess that we've already talked for about 10 minutes. I was like, oh, shit. Sorry. Okay. We're going to record this because we're not sharing the first thing we talked about. But Laura Conley is here. She has a group. It's called the Yummy Mummy Group. I'm going to let her tell you all about it, but she's phenomenal. I've actually worked with her. I'm obsessed. I still learn. I'm still learning. And we're going to talk about, Laura, will you please introduce yourself?
No, I think you should just keep going.
Okay. Here's what we're talking about.
My name is Laura Conley. I live right outside of Boulder, Colorado. I have two little kiddos and a hubby. I am the founder and creator of the Yummy Mummy Method. So I teach women how to lose weight for the last time and be free from food forever. Also, that they can have a really big, awesome life that they deserve and pass down a legacy they want to their children if they have them. Around body image and food and really self-love. I always say that I trick my clients into my program because I'm like, come on in, we're going to lose weight. And we do, but it's through self-love and the byproduct really then is the weight loss. So I love it because it's so holistic and it's the only way to create permanence in weight loss is to do it from love. And I feel like people are like, oh, I don't want to love myself. I just want to be skinny. Like, I just want to be skinny. And I'm like, okay, well, just come on in. We can be skinny. And then like, I, you know, sort of tease them. Mm-hmm. And one step by one step, we get there. And it's the best.
It is the best. And it's actually why I was excited to have you on the podcast. It's why, and the YouTube channel for those looking at us. Hi. It's the same thing that I do with my clients in the Boom Boom Room in that it's not really trickery, but it's like, if I could hate myself, so-called thin, if, I mean, we've all hopefully not all of us, but many of us have spent years, if not decades, trying to hate ourselves thin. If shame or blame did that. And same thing with money. People are like, no, I just have to fix this. I'm going to get out of debt and then I'm going to come work with you. And I'm like, okay, so you're trying to hate your current situation and your current financials. And if hating ourselves created lasting transformation, our planet would be like entirely different.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, I mean, I would be for it if it worked. I mean, I really wouldn't be, but you know, if it worked, then it would be a whole different story, but it obviously doesn't. So it's like, you know what? Let's just try loving ourselves. Let's just try speaking kindly to ourselves. Let's try stop playing like what I call like the when-then game. Like when I have this amount of money or when, right? It's like when I weigh this, then I'll feel confident. Then I'll be happy. And it's like, no, it's actually like it works the opposite way, which is so backwards for our culture. But it's like, you can go back to hating yourself thin or hating yourself rich, like in 6 months, but just try it this way. I mean, you won't ever go back, but I always feel like that opens the door for people because they're like, okay, I don't have to do it forever. If their way doesn't work, I can always go back, which you never would because it's painful.
I just think it's brilliant because two things I think are brilliant. So community, the reason I was like, Laura, come be on my podcast was when I got fed one of your ads and it was like, lose weight for the last time. And I was like, it's true. That's the difference. This is the solve. And it made me think of many of my clients and myself, just so we're clear, no shame, but it's like when we're in such a hurry, I love that you call it the when, then when we're in like, this has to happen. And then that it's like, okay, it literally, it's like, no, that's why that never works. And you've been in a hurry for how many years? Mm-hmm. And so when we're like just devoted, and I love that you call it the when then game. I hadn't noticed that before. I'm like, it's so good. Cause it's like, no, when we choose to be present and love and accept our life now, it can then change. And it makes me think of, oh my God, nothing can leave until you love it. Mm-hmm. Like that saying. And I'm like, yeah, nothing can leave until like,
oh yeah.
And people, I think, love to spackle the word love on it. And they say it with furrowed brows while like shallow breathing intense. And I'm like, I don't think you mean that.
Yeah. Yeah. But I do think like the when then game can be useful because if you ask yourself, okay, how do I think I'm going to feel when I have all this money, like whatever the amount is, or how do I think I'm going to feel when I lose the weight for the last time or weigh X, Y, Z? And usually people will say like relieved or confident or light or alive or free. And it's like, how can you feel that feeling now? And I know I'm assuming that you teach our thoughts create our feelings, and that's actually the fuel that drives it. So you still can use like the when then game to your advantage because you can find the fuel. Like, how do I think I'm going to feel over there? And then how can I feel that now? Yeah. And some of us feel like we don't deserve to feel that right now. And
that's what I think is the deal.
Yeah. And that's just a total effing lie. Like, you can feel whatever you want. And again, it just goes to the game of like, just try deserving it. Just pretend you deserve it for 2 weeks and then you can go back to not deserving it.
But I think it's such a, I think, so that's the other reason I was like, oh my God, be on the podcast, because a woman loving the body that she's in at her ideal weight or on her way to her chosen ideal weight is so revolutionary. It's so feminist. It's so anti-patriarchy. Yeah.
You literally took the words out of my mouth because it is like the greatest act of feminism that you can commit. But like our culture will tell you it's not. Our culture will tell you it's succumbing to the ideals and the socialization. But it's totally a lie. And people always ask me like, can I love myself and can I love my body? Can I love myself and want to lose weight? And I'm like, it's not and or. It's like both. Like for me, I was ignoring this deep desire I had to lose excess weight, which by the way, I put on by hating myself, which is crazy, but not at the same time because we've all been there. But it's like, I was ignoring this intuition, this feeling like, Laura, wake up. This extra weight on our body is not serving us. And I kept playing whack-a-mole with that desire because I felt wrong and bad for desiring that, because culture, and I was a yoga and meditation teacher at the time, and I was, you know, supposed to love my body, which was so interesting, is I also supposed to be stick thin. So okay. It's like, right, it's like the Barbie monologue, can't win. So when I finally set society aside and I actually listened to myself and that desire, it led me down like really a path of self-realization and self-love. So yeah, I will admit it. Like part of me wanted to lose weight because I wanted to fucking rock a bikini. But the path that I had to go on to actually really rock that bikini was one of like deep love and like, you know, getting over and healing a lot of my shit. So it was like, I'm so glad that that whisper turned into a scream and I had to solve it, because previous to that, I just accepted defeat. I was like, I'm just going to always yo-yo. I'm just always going to be gaining and losing and doing a green juice cleanse and then eating entire pizza. That's just my fate. And then I had my daughter and I was like, oh shit, I can't pass this down to her. Like, over my dead body, am I going to pass this down to her? Like, I knew I'd be able to say the right quote unquote things, but I knew that wasn't going to be enough because she's not stupid. Like, she's going to be able to pick up on the way that I'm looking at myself in the mirror and all the unspoken things. And I think people say all the time, like, you know, the way we talk to our kids becomes their inner voices. But I think the way we talk to ourselves becomes their inner voices without even saying anything out loud.
100%. It's like you're in my head. I do a lot of Byron Katie work. And like, what's fascinating in this season of my inner work is so much of the inner monologues that I'm finding, it's 100% my mom. It's 100% my dad. And it's heartbreaking because it's like, for better or worse, in all of our very human issues, I know they didn't want that for me. Yeah. And it's just what you said. It's like, it's not just quote what they told me. It's like, oh my God, I'm mirroring what I know, what I believe. Mm. Have been their inner monologues. And it's like, how can you not pass that on? So I love that your daughter is your why, that was your like, I'm gonna do that bullshit thing where I tell her one thing and she totally picks up on everything else because she's smart. Because that's what we do.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I mean, they can see right through us, right? Like, I'm so glad that she was my wake up call because, I mean, well, we cut to the when then game. I'm so much more free now. I feel so much more like myself. It's just like, God, what a gift. So,
okay. I feel this way about business. Everything you just said, I'm like, listen, it's a spiritual journey. We're all here to make money, blah, blah, blah. I'm amazed and horrified and heartbroken. And when I get really upset, I genuinely can't talk. And I think that's sort of a protective mechanism so that I don't like horribly offend other people or myself. But here's one of the things, because I'm not terribly upset right now. I'm happy right now. Like, it kills me when people are like, I'm anti-capitalist or blah, blah, blah. I don't want to make any money. And I'm like, fuck you. There are unhoused, hungry people all over the planet. And without medicine and your little protest, it's not fixing anything. It's all of us did the inner work that is required to receive money in our business or at our corporate level at the fair pay, like just the way you're explaining everything. It's not just quote, calories in, you know, and then just magically everything. It's like, that is like the lagging indicator of all the inner alignment and not just self-love, but truly like clear-eyed, loving yourself enough to tell yourself the truth about all sorts of situations. And I'm like, it's the same in the money-making business. And I'm like filled with rage when people are like, no, I hate capitalism. I'm out. I'm like, what are you even talking about? You can't be out. You're alive. That is not an option. So you're just saying I'm super privileged and I want to have no responsibility. And that's fine. I still love you, but let's just call it what it is.
Yeah. Cause it's the air that we breathe. It's impossible to not. So it's the same thing. It's like, it's feminist as fuck to go make a shit ton of money. It's like, it's the only way.
If it's a conscious choice, it's feminist as fuck to like lose the weight or not, if it's a conscious choice. And I think people aren't being conscious. They're just like,
yeah, they forget that they have a choice when it comes to money or weight. Like, they forget that they have a choice. So good job putting this podcast out to the world so we can remind people. I feel like that's like a huge responsibility of mine and yours too, right? Is like telling people like, hey, like you who you're allowed to want to make a lot of money, you're allowed to want to lose weight. And it doesn't mean anything negative about you. And in fact, it might mean something, very loving. It might mean that you're listening to your own inner truth and your own intuition or whatever.
It yeah. makes me so happy because it's literally revolutionary. It's like, you don't have to want either. It's fine. You don't. Yeah. Just a matter of, yeah.
Deciding.
Yep. Yep. And I think in so many ways, women's bodies, like, you're supposed, just like the Barbie monologue, but like, you've been doing this long before the Barbie movie. Yay. It's like, yeah, you're supposed to be like sexy, but not too sexy, and thin, but not too thin. And right. like,
and not, you're not, you're like, you're supposed to be thin, but you're not supposed to want to be thin.
No.
Like, it's just, we're totally at, right?
Totally. You said something once that, like, it's still so funny because I was like, oh my God, it's the truth. Like, I think sometimes some of my clients are like, you know, people judge me. They'll think I think like too highly of myself if I'm, you know, like, oh, I can't, I'm choosing to do this for my business, and, you know, I'm not going to go to this thing or whatever it is. And I'm thinking, oh, that's just like when your clients are like, well, I can't not eat the cake because my, you know, my sister-in-law made me the cake. I need to eat the cake at the house. And it's like, what? Like, yes and no. Like, yes, we've been socialized to believe that, but like, yes, you're still allowed to just say, oh, wow, thank you. No, thank you. Like, how not free are we? When we, even though it's from a place that we have like framed as being loving, are sacrificing ourselves and our true desires in an absolute like people pleasing.
Yeah. It's like people pleasing eating. It's like you abandon yourself. I'm like, we're all walking around with like 15 pounds of people pleasing pounds on us because we don't want, like, God forbid, have to have like our sister-in-law feel a feeling.
Right.
Or we are really, it's about us feeling a feeling, honestly. It's like, yeah, your sister-in-law might have to feel disappointment and you might have to feel guilty. Oh, well, like, big deal. It's always like, I always say, like, you really want to appoint your future self. You have to be willing to disappoint other people. Like, it's just the deal. Like, it's just the trade-off.
That's the audacity that I think makes doing this work in a group. So, hi, I saw the Boom Boom Room. You sell Yummy Mummy, and I'm getting louder. If you are listening to me and you're not yet in the Boom Boom Room, work on that. I'm getting louder. I think that so much of the vibe of a group is, it's like, if you feel like you're the only person being audacious, it's really easy to A, feel like you're a horrible asshole.
Yes.
And B, to stop. And when you're surrounded by community that can support you and potentially even say you are an asshole or not, but like that nervous system, I think, I know, thrives. Is it Gabor Mate who talks about trauma so often? And he says, you know, healing happens in community. And it's like, yes, because it's like how our nervous system understands this is safe. This is allowed. So like being in,
you're not going to be kicked out. You're not getting kicked out of the cave. Yeah. You literally, I was just saying to somebody earlier today, like, I'll never stop doing the Yummy Mummy in a group form because that's where all the healing happens. Like, I don't care, like, if it's not a great business decision. I'm like, I'm literally never going to stop doing it because that's one of the reasons why the Yummy Mummies are so successful, is because they don't feel alone. And it's like the shame, right? Like, there's so much shame around, like, for some people at least, around weight and whatever, or like, or you know, saying no to their sister-in-law or whatever. And it's like, just feel like shame. I don't know if Brene Brown talks about it or who, but I just feel like shame can't really live and breathe in numbers. Like, it can't, it kind of disintegrates.
It also, I think for me, and this comes from back when I used to teach dance classes, you guys, and I mean, I'm still obsessed. I just don't do it right now, but give me a few $1 million in a few years. We'll see. Like, how do I sign to the next pole dance studio? My coaching business. Welcome. Literally, the thing that we do at the end of a class is each student, and I did small classes, but basically, like, pick your song, you do your dance, whatever. Mm-hmm. So the thing is, everyone would admire the dancer. And the dancer would be like, oh my God, I messed up here. I don't like how I did this. Mm-hmm. And it was like so healing because everyone, when you're the dancer, would be like, I messed up this. I tripped that. I wanted to do this. I didn't do that. And yet everyone who witnessed would be like, that was so powerful. That was so beautiful. Like, I loved how your face did this. And I feel like that happens in group coaching settings too, where it's like, we're still going to be human and we still have human brains and we're going to, you know, say, oh no, I don't like how I did this. And yet we see the courage, We see the audacity. We see the progress the other person has made. And I think when you see that again and again in other people, even the slowest learner brain, hello, it's me, is like, there's a chance that that's me too. There's a chance.
Yeah. Like when there's so much proof, like in your face, like over and over and over again, you have no evidence anymore to support your old story because it's like, it's in your face. I love that. Yeah. Ugh, the power of a group is so good. And connection, I just think, I don't know.
Encouragement. Like, I think there's such, like my business very first started, I have like a business bestie and I can't actually fathom being where I am if that hadn't been the foundation it was built on. Like, it was so encouraging to have someone, you know, be like, it's super cheer for you. And like, same thing in business, same thing if you choose fat loss.
Yeah.
No one else is responsible to encourage us to our goal. It's our responsibility. So if anyone's listening, get that part right. No one else is responsible. And it's so valuable, which is why I pay to put myself in rooms to.
Exactly. Because you are responsible, but put yourself in rooms where it's going to make it really easy to hear these things.
That part. That's exactly. Actually, I'm like, that's some of the most brilliant things we've ever said. That part. It's like, yes, when you're responsible, you put yourself in the space
where it makes it easy to think thoughts, right? Where it's like, it's not their thoughts. It's just like over time you start to believe them and then it is your thought. So it is your responsibility to put yourself in the boom boom room and in the yummy mummy. Oh, then you have access to those thoughts inside your brain. And it's like the power of groupthink. I think it's so cool.
It's also energy. I'm like, I know I'm LCS coach certified, but I'm going to talk energy all day. I'm like, energy is contagious. We have all been in businesses, companies, restaurants, where the vibe is not hot. And on the opposite end of that spectrum, groups where it's like, this shit feeds me. It literally feeds me energetically. Yeah. And I think that's another thing that.
Yeah, emotional contagion. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's like proven at this point, right? Like, it's impossible. I love that. I also think we were talking about before we hit record, just this idea of self-love. And I feel like that term gets thrown around. And like the way that I define it is like, it's literally just a sentence. The sentences that are like living in your brain. And it's like when you are in a group or a community and you're hearing, like so my clients, for example, I'll say, what would you tell a friend? Right. Like, I think that's a common question sometimes that we'll say to other friends. If you're not a coach or if you are a coach, like, what would you tell a friend in this situation? And they're like, I would say this. And it's like, and they'll be like, but it's hard for me to accept that. But if they keep hearing it from other friends, they eventually have to accept it. I mean, they don't have to, but it's just
they catch on.
Yeah, they catch on. Yeah, they're like, oh, I'm really not a special unicorn. I'm really not, you know. I mean, I like to tell my clients they are special. Obviously, they're unique and cool and creative and all that stuff. But when it comes to our like challenges or unintentional thinking or whatever you want to call it, it's like we're all the same when it comes to like, you know, the crap.
I love that you're drinking out of your Stanley because y'all, I got my Stanley from Laura at a Yummy Mummy event. That was so fantabulous. That was almost a year ago in Boulder. It was my first time in Boulder and I want to go back and it was so valuable and it was everything I needed. Like it was just perfect timing for me. But the joke is it's my only Stanley. I only need one. I'm a single girl with lots of Yetis in the cabinet. But girl, I was in Austin, Texas and I felt like I was drinking out of a Stanley cup in Austin, Texas and listeners, guess where Yeti comes from? Austin, Texas.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Oh, it originated in Austin. Like the founders are Austin. So like Yeti is literally born in Austin. I was running around Austin with my Yeti. The joke is by the time I left Austin a few weeks ago, everybody had a Stanley. So that's like awkward.
I just made you cool before it even got to Austin.
It's like my favorite color. So thank you.
I love that. I had that one too. And it has all kinds of cute stickers on it.
I just love that everyone has like multiples. And I'm like, for once, I'm going to have one.
I only have two. And honestly, yours is like the 2.0. This one is like, just, I don't know. It's not that great. Anyways.
Okay.
They are pretty good. I was kind of late to the Stanley game. And like, I do love them.
Love it. Like I travel with it and everything. I'm like, actually, it's so funny. Just what popped in my head was that saying, like, your gifts will make way for you. And I think it's so fun. Like, look, we're both coaches. there's more than one health coach. You're phenomenal at what you do. And I like to think I'm phenomenal. And I'm like, Stanley is also proving, like, y'all, there's been 10,000 drink holder coolers for decades on the planet. Like, they had no, I'm like, what made them think, like,
oh yeah, we can make a water bottle.
You know what we're going to do? A water bottle. And it's going to sell like crazy. And I'm like, oh, I think they trusted themselves. Okay. Where does self-trust or lack of self-trust show up for your clients? Because I think we're going to have like a client match on this. And so if you want, I'll go first. But
go first.
Okay.
Go
you know, first. Everyone knows we didn't prepare. Cause if you know me, you know that I was like, hold on, Laura, let's talk about what we're going to talk about, which is what we were texting about. Let's do that. Done. Okay. So most of my clients, including myself, the self-trust, which is so fascinating. And it's where it's like, look, making money and or just having more money. And what I mean by that is some people have millions of dollars and they can't sleep at night because they're worried about losing it. So it's like, that's not having a net worth of $5 million. If you're like, I can't breathe, what is it? Like, that's not having. And my work is to support my clients and myself forever and ever in having what we have, being present to it, savoring it, actually receiving it. So as far as before they hire me, and it's certainly beyond my experience before my first professional relationship with a money mindset mentor, there's this lack of self-trust. So knowing I was meant for more, knowing it shouldn't be this hard, knowing there are other people who could like probably teach this in a way that's going to like shorten my timeline. And yet the self-trust was like, I can't screw it up again. And so like the lack of self-trust would be like this, I don't want to try again.
Mm-hmm.
And then it like shows up in this like hope and wait energy. And I still catch myself pulling that shit sometimes. Like, I just want to clarify, I'm not like,
wait, it shows up in what energy?
Like hope and wait.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like, I think like, let's just see what happens. I just got to see what the economy is about to do. I got to see like what happens at the election or, you know, I'm thinking about like, does that make sense? It's this like, I feel called, there's something on the horizon, but instead of taking a step forward, I'm just going to stay right here.
Yeah. And see what happens. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I think my clients do that. I think I did that forever too. It's like, it's kind of to your water bottle point, actually. It's like my clients will come, or this was me. It's like, why would this ever work? Like, we have tried so many times to lose weight. We have tried so many times to make XYZ or keep XYZ amount of money. Like, why would it ever work? Like, they have all this proof, all this quote unquote evidence that prove that like, no, you actually are broken. Like, this is never going to work. Like, don't try. And I mean, it's kind of like self-protection too. It's like, because if they don't try, then they can't actually fail. So I think that that's super normal. But if you're doing something that's new and different, like you at least have a chance. And so like, I mean, I try to sell my clients like, no, this is going to work. It is freaking guarantee. I literally have a money back guarantee. I'm like, it is going to work. This is a done deal. But if they can't get there, I'm like, all right, well, let's just try, because you've tried everything else. Like, what do you have to lose? So yes, I think for sure my clients have a trust issue. They can't trust themselves because they've promised themselves so many times before that this was going to be the time, and then it wasn't. So of course they feel like that they're going to fail again. Of course, but they're in the past, and I don't know if this is true for your clients. In the past, my clients were trying the same thing over and over and over again, but calling it something else. So it was like dressing up. What is it like? It's like a pig in lipstick or whatever. It's like, it's like Weight Watchers was just keto. Going to the gym with the trainer was just another version of Weight Watchers. Like, you have to have, like, at least for weight loss, you have to have the emotional piece that I teach. You have to have the hormonal piece that I teach, and you have to have the mindset piece that I teach. And I'm sure the same is for you.
We also talk about cycles in the Boom Boom Room, because I'm like, listen, there's about three days during the month that I hate everyone everywhere. And like, if you're not taking that into account, and if you're making financial decisions and or like not being like, hold on, let me check my calendar. Oh yeah, I do hate everyone.
No wonder. Yeah.
Absolutely. So yes, but yes, it's also a part of the equation. But I think what you just spoke to, and I so hope people listening to this are like geeking out and having aha moments, like whether it's health or wealth, in that it's like, we can't try to tinker with this 3D reality stuff and not also our thoughts and feelings that create our reality. Like everything you said, it's like you can count your macros and your calories and hire the trainer. And like, those aren't horrible things to do. But if you're doing that while trying to beat yourself up and be an asshole and shame yourself and hate yourself and are we there yet? And life begins on the other side of first, I got to lose these 15 pounds. And it's like, you can never get there because you're thinking when I get there and it is over there and everything is always over there and not actually here now.
Yeah. And then you end up just transferring, even if you do lose the 15 pounds, like with the when then, even if you are white knuckling all the way there or you're using whatever old method, even if you do get there, because this was me too, you'll just transfer it to something else. Like you're just going to be chasing for the whole rest of your life and you're going to be so burnt out and so exhausted and it's just not worth it. So that's not
having.
Yeah.
That's not having health. Yeah. It's not having wealth. It's like, I want to have.
Yeah. So I think my clients, like to answer your original question, like build that self-trust, like one little step at a time, one little tiny promise they make to themselves and then they follow through and then they follow through and then they follow through and then they make a mistake. But they learn that they don't have to make the mistake mean that they can't trust themselves. They just get to like learn from the mistake versus making it mean like, oh, I'm a failure. I'm like the worst person ever. I suck at life. Of course I can't do this. No, it's like, oh, you get to learn something about yourself and it doesn't have to mean you can't trust yourself. In fact, it's an opportunity so that you can trust yourself even more moving forward. So self-trust, I think that's one of like the huge freaking unexpected benefits of a program like the Boom Boom Room or the Yummy Mummy. Like, I love that we both have really fun names, but I think that's a huge byproduct, a huge kind of, again, unexpected benefit. It's like they come out on the other side and they can transfer that self-trust to like any other area. I remember being like really freaked out actually when I lost weight for the last time. I was like, oh shit. Like I was so scared. I was like, if I can do that, then I can literally do anything in the world. It's great.
Literally. I just want to normalize. Big boom forward in business. And I was absolutely afraid of my own power. Like, I feel like I'm back and have returned, but I absolutely had a moment of like, what have I done? Like, this is too much. So I want to normalize that in the journey, much like everything you described. I'm like, we literally do the same thing. So if you're listening and you're like, I want to be rich and skinny, like we can help you. And you don't have to.
Can we make a program called Rich and Skinny?
We will be attacked by a lot of people who misunderstand us, but yes, we should.
We'll call it Rich and Skinny, and then the subtitle will be like Feminist AF.
If you want to. Just saying. It was like one of the biggest things when I first started teaching pole dancing, how some people were like, I thought you were a feminist. How could you do this? And I'm like, you're not paying attention. Feminist is if I want to wear booty shorts and stripper heels, you get to support that. Or shut your mouth. You don't get to tell me that I'm supposed to fit in this box. And it's like, we get to choose the box. So excited. Yes, it's like the audacity to give ourselves permission. And I just want to say, I love how you described like, and then you make a mistake, but you still love yourself and you trust yourself. And it's the same in finances. Like literally at this point, I'm calling myself a financial empowerment coach, money coach, but it's like same. I have so many clients who think they'll never make a quote money mistake. And I'm like, no, it's like a parent being like, I'll never make a mistake. Oh, really? Fascinating.
Yeah.
Of course you will. And as long as you're willing to forgive yourself, you'll make less. Because if you're like, I can't make mistakes ever again as a parent, you'll make more because coming from that thought and that energy and that focus on don't make a mistake is just a thought that just says we're going to make some mistakes. And it's like, when you have your back.
Yeah, I think that that's so freeing just in and of itself because like the other is just like so tight and like perfectionistic. It's like so rooted in perfectionism. And oh my God, what a way to not live.
Mm-hmm. Don't do that, you guys. What is one of the, if not the, I'm going to wrap this up and listeners, I'm going to have Laura tell you where to find her. Also, we're putting in the show notes a link. So if you join the next round of Yummy Mummy,
They get $500 off if they join through your link.
Stop it. That's just we're halfway to our Rich and Skinny plan already. Wait a minute. Listen, you can save $500. So do that. What's a loving thought? Just a loving thought, whether it's your number one or clients have just like, I just want to talk about love and money. And I'm like, we're talking about money. You can save $500 if you use that link. What's a loving thought that helped? I want to rephrase it. I can tell you the most loving thought that allowed me to create wealth. I want to know the most loving thought that allowed you to have your smoking hot body and build a business on it and love it and be like, if you like it, that's great. If you don't, that's not my problem. Like, what set you free?
I mean, to go back to our previous conversation that we just had like a minute ago, the most loving thought is to choose love when you've made a mistake instead of shame. And for me, that looks like, oh, I love you so much. You made a mistake. You didn't want to make a mistake. Of course you're feeling shame. So it's not even like, and I have my hands on my heart, which is super cheesy, but it feels good and it works. So it's like, my tendency would be like squash the shame and like whack-a-mole and like, no, like resist it. And it's like letting it all in. It's like, oh, of course you're feeling shame. You made a mistake. You didn't want to do that, but it's totally okay that you did that. You're freaking human and the cupcake that you ate is literally designed to get you to eat it. And like, so, and I'll talk to myself and I love you so much and we still get to have what we want. We still get to feel good in our body, you know, 95% of the time or whatever it is. And it's okay. I love you. Like, it's exactly how, I mean, I don't know if you guys as the audience have like a dog or a cat or a kid. It's like when you're being the parent that you want to be to your kid, like my daughter came in my room last night and she's having like already at first grade, like they're having friend drama. And it's like, I talked to her exactly how I'd want to talk to myself or I want someone to talk to me. And so you can use that as a narrative if it feels really foreign to you, right? If like you're not used to it, just try it. Because my default was always like, what's wrong with you? Again, really like embarrassing. Oh, embarrassing, you know? And the love of like, it's just, it can be kind of discombobulating because it's foreign for a lot of us. But again, it goes back to like, just try it. See what happens. Oh my God, I love that your cat's here now.
Cats are everywhere. They used to bang on the office door, so just no more. Okay, tell everyone how they can get in the Yummy Mummy, and I will put in the show notes.
Yes.
If you're listening, the link to Yummy Mummy and the number one self-love thought that allowed me to create Holy Wow Money.
Ooh, I love that.
So you'll find it in the show notes. Tell them all about Yummy Mummy and how to connect with you.
Yeah, I'm also going to give you a link for your listeners if they want. It's called Create Your Perfect Weight Loss Plan. It's a PDF. It's basically like a freaking ebook. It's 20 pages. It's $37. You guys will get it for free. So that's super fun. So the Yummy Mommy Experience is a 6-month program. It's group coaching. It's coursework. It's community. By the way, everybody loves a community. They get freaked out at the beginning and then they end up loving it. The program for this next cohort, we have cohorts that run about every quarter, but this cohort is going to start April 16th. There is a money back guarantee. So you come in, you lose weight. If you don't, you get your money back, which is really awesome. So again, you actually have nothing to lose. It's $5,900 for the 6 months and for that food freedom and permanent weight loss, all that good stuff. You can go to Serena's show notes and click the link and you can learn all about it. There should be a link there too. Like once you click Serena's, if you wanted to hop on a call, I'm happy to do that. But we start April 16th. So get in there. If you're ready to lose weight, you can also, if you're a podcast person, which you probably are, listen to Serena's been on my podcast actually. So go listen to that. The Yummy Mummy podcast. And I'm on, Instagram, Laura Conley Coaching. So yeah, that's Scoop.
That's the scoop. All right. I love you fiercely. You guys, obviously, I love Yummy Mummy, Laura. She has a name, but I'm like, Yummy Mummy. Okay. Bye. Thank you for listening.
I literally got vanity plates that say Yum Mom. It's so obnoxious. I'm like, I'm either going to be like very celebrated or like shunned in my town.
I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for having me on. This is so fun. We could talk
for
hours.
So welcome. Thank you. I loved geeking out on this with you. Everyone, hit the show notes. You're welcome. Love you, mean it. Bye.
Hey, if you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, I would love it if you leave a rate, review, and a subscribe on whatever you're listening to this podcast in. Pretty, pretty pleased with the cherry on top. It would help me so much, and it would help all the other mamas out there hear this message. Thank you in advance. I really appreciate it. And you have to come check out the Yummy Mummy Experience. It's my proven lose weight for the last time group coaching and course. Head to lauraconley.com and just click work with me. Other than that, you guys, I would love to give you a free gift. If you want your free listener only gift, go to lauraconley.com/gift. And from there, you will get your free best ever weight loss hack. So cool. The last thing I want to tell you guys, is I do have a free Facebook group. It's called, you guessed it, The Yummy Mummy. Lose weight for the last time, end body drama, and get food freedom. You can just search that in Facebook, or again, you can head to the show notes and you'll find the link there. All right, you guys, have the best day ever.